not that familiar with it. To me, the Terry is 15th Street off of Wrightsboro Road across from Colonial Bakery. I think of it as the Terry,
that
but
area.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Where those projects, the housing projects are.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And if you go down, let me see, there's some black business districts down
that ninth.
Yeah.
Where Pilgrim Life is.
Are there any names for those? Special names?
Mike, I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, let me see. And the large recreational area up north of town is
Clock Hill.
Okay. See, upper class neighborhoods. We've already talked about that. That's where we are now, right?
You got it.
And middle class neighborhoods are areas we've really already.
I guess I would say middle class would be like Brentwood. Now, why is that not upper class? I don't know. To me, that's middle management when you first move in with P&G. You move out there.
Where's that, Brentwood?
Oh, okay. If you go out Walton Way and you take a right onto Almond Road and you hit Wheeler Road,
mm-hmm.
in there is Brentwood, all that.
Okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, okay. And lower class neighborhoods.
They're all over. You know, you have Henry Street, which parallels Walton Way. Are you with me? It's quite nice. Behind that, the next street over that parallels it is lower middle class.
Yeah.
You know, your coal climbers for the Georgia Power Company.
Yeah.
It's very mixed up in Augusta. Lombardy Courts has its Catholic flavor. It really does.
Right along here.
Yeah.
How do you mean that? You mean like...
It has a duplex, which I assume rents for $150 a month. Then you have this house, which I guess the payments are, $250, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got Guy Lewis, who is trust officer at the Georgia Railroad, whose house must cost, $80,000. So it's kind of mixed up.
Yeah, okay. Local landmarks. What are the names of some of the parks?
Maypark's downtown. I grew up downtown, that's why I know that. You've got Julian Smith Casino. You've got Pendleton King, which is funny. It's not new. The tract of land's old, but it's been developed in the last couple of years, I guess. Hickman Park. That's all I think of.
Okay. Let me see. What about statues, monuments, and things like that?
James Ryder Randall's downtown on Green Street. Don't know James Ryder Randall, do you? He wrote Maryland on Maryland.
Yeah.
I used to pick up my kindergarten teacher there. That's why I knew that. I was across from Sacred Heart Church. Monuments, the Confederate Monument. The Sinus Monument in front of the courthouse.
Those are the major ones. Okay. Let me see. And if you were flying home from New York, your plane would land?
At Bush Field.
At Bush Field, okay. What about if you go out along the levee, past Lake Olmsted, there are little houses that are along the river there. There are people who live in there. You know what I mean?
Squatters?
Yeah. Is that what you call them? Is that a common term for them?
Yeah, but it's way beyond Julian Smith. It's up toward the old Lincoln Dam. Those are squatters.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
To me they are.
Okay. We already talked about creeks and streams and so on. Okay, what do you